The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The main shiur is Dveikus. Shalom Uvracha. We're discussing reasons why Shiner and Habba is not written in the Torah. So, the last reason that Hosef gives, she's not get everything in life. The whole purpose of Olam Habba is Dveikus Elikim, is Gavis El Eireh Elion. That's what Olam Habba is all about. Being Dovik to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the epitome of Shleimus, of good. And through Avodas Hashem in this world, we get to higher levels of Dveikus. Maskilim Yashiju Kizoyar Rikia. The people that was made, did the right things in this world, they will shine like the shine of the heavens, Leo Barachayim, being lightened with the light of real life. We know in Chazal it says different type of people. If you bathe in this way, then you zeicha to be the tzilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, you can't come to the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same thing. If our behavior is compatible to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ideals, then that's Olam Haba. We have the Dveikus of Hashem. Yeah. So in Leila, we have a very Pesukim that describe this. It says, if we do the Ratzon Hashem, we seek al nafshi eschem, I will never purge you from me, never separate you from me. V'nisei aleichem, v'yisei lechem elokim, many Pesukim about I will be your God. I will be your God. There will be a deep connection between me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you. And this is a way to go through life. Of before we do something, think for a few seconds. Is this cause me to be more dovik to Hashem and His ways or not? Very often the Yetzer Hara confuses us to do things Hashem Shemayim. But we don't do in the way that Hashem would like. And maybe the person just looks, for example, let's say, you have people that go into business and they when you ask them, why are you working so hard? They say, I want to make a lot of money. So I should be able to give a lot of tokens, support yeshivas and kollel and whatever. So that's the theory. When it comes to the day-to-day handling of their affairs, they do it their way. Sometimes the same person that will tell you this comes to his business, he's dishonest, and he does different types of things which Hashem would never do. So if he realizes that everything he's doing in life is to be dovik by Hashem, support in Torah is not just, or giving stock is not just an independent thing. It's furthering the ideals of a Kodesh Bowl.
Kol HaLashon.
So if I want to make Dveikus a close shutzis between me and Kodesh Bowl, so how in the world could I do it in a way that Hashem doesn't want? Do I really think, in my right mind, that Hashem prefers to, or would like even, to give me money for the most lofty purpose by doing something against His will, to being dishonest? Now, there's a lot of things like that. Sometimes people get into machlokesim with all kind of lofty ideals behind it. It could be even sometimes fighting with a neighbor. They come with all kind of interesting why they're doing it. And that's them, it's all person involved in his comfort and his personal interests. So it's important in your certain life. I was trying to say, how is my behavior? This act itself. Is it something, an act that is compatible with Hashem's ideals and the way He wants me to do things, even sometimes the way I react to a child, to react and get all upset and scream and shout and everything else with all kind of kavonas l'shem shemayim, but they have to hear this and that. And then think twice, would Hashem do in such a way? If Hashem would react like that to us, we wouldn't be around. Kavonah message has to come across, but the question is how. So anyway, this is an important thing in life. Testing everything. Am I going to a specific act that deals with a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Or is it sometimes with good intentions, but it's the opposite of the way Hashem would do it? And I'll tell you a secret. The more we do it with Hashem, the more we get satisfaction out of it. The more we're content with it, the more we're happy with it. Such a much better feeling of a person who wants to get angry and control his anger than a person that let out his anger l'shem shemayim. Or a person had a yetzara to be dishonest or look away from the needs of another person with all kind of wonderful cheshbonos. If the person feels much better if he overcame that and he did things in a way that he was sensitive to others and cared about other people. The pasuk says, the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with happiness. And that is a goal in life, to be happy. Like we said, it's anig al Hashem, to have pleasure to be with Hashem. And it's guaranteed. A person sometimes thinks he's giving up things in life. He's taking the longer track. He's not getting to his results as fast as he wants. But after those longer ways, if he's doing it to be in line with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the one brings him to see Yad HaShemah, that brings him the true Simcha. And these days, when we're Mamaita Simcha, to put less of a stress on the physical, mundane Simchas and more of a stress on the spiritual Simchas, which are a million times more than that. Simchas Oilam al Hashenu, the Gulas Yisrael, in Heilig Yemein.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.